You're listening to John Paul on the Bell Talk Radio Network.
John in for Jim on your show, Graham. And I'm looking at the text board at 71010, and there's no question there are a lot of people frustrated with the sentence of 2 years for these three kids from St. Mike's who basically assaulted, and many people saying sexually assaulted, another student with a broomstick, and of course then put it online, and the video went viral. The sentencing today, 2 years probation, and the outrage is real. At 71010, John, 2 years probation for rape? How is that appropriate? That from Lisa. And someone else, Martin, says, John, I agree these boys need some rehabilitation, but they also need to be punished. This is supposed to be part of the penal system as well. As it stands, they've really paid no price. And others can see they've paid no price. And they may commit similar acts knowing that they can get away with it. It's a terrible day for our society. That from Martin. And I'm seeing this a lot. Rich white kid justice, which... this is really justice as outlined by the judge for kids that are young offenders. Whether you want to call them kids, young adults, monsters, there's a lot of words you could use that many people would agree with, because what they did is terrifying. It's heartbreaking. And there are parents involved that now have kids on probation. Before 1 o'clock, we're going to find out when a child is on probation. What does that mean, and what does the rehabilitation really look like? Because this isn't kids that sent a bunch of garbage cans on fire and got caught by the cops. This is a crime that is assault and sexual in nature. Now, these kids, because they're young offenders, we don't have their names. We don't know who they are. And their record as they move forward, at some point, I believe it disappears. Let's get the answers to those questions as to the future for these kids. Joining us now is Howard Levitt from Levitt LLP, host of the Employment Law Show, Sundays at 1 on iHeartRadio and News Talk 1010. Howard, welcome to the show, Graham.
Well, thank you for having me.
So when it comes to these kids, once they're done their probation, does that mean their records are sealed and they're free to go because they are young offenders?
Well, that's my understanding, although I'm not a criminal lawyer. I'm a labor and employment lawyer. But I think the issue is this. People know who they are. Their classmates know who they are. The victims know who they are. Don't think this is not going to get out on social media, ultimately, who they are. And they will be unemployable. And that will be, and they'll be, of course, stigmatized in the communities in which they live, and that will be the real punishment. Now, that doesn't mean I think this is sufficient, because it's not just that they might do it again. It's supposed to be deterrence. It's deterrence from any kid doing it again. And if you know, however heinous the misconduct, the worst that's going to happen is probation. It's not much of a deterrence, is it?
No, it's not. And when it comes to employers that are hiring people on probation, there's certainly no shortage of discussion that takes place in the media and in TV shows where employers are encouraged to bring in people that have a record back into their business and give them a second chance at life. Because these are young kids, if someone ended up hiring them and maybe didn't know about this and then found out about it because maybe someone told them, or a social media post, or they came across it by accident 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 years from now, what can an employer do? Is there anything they can do if they find out one of these guys is working for them?
Well, they can fire them. That's the first thing they can do. Now, they're supposed to not discriminate based on criminal records for which a pardon has been granted. And I suspect at some point they'll get pardoned, because most people get pardoned if you wait a few years and you've been in good conduct in between. But they don't have to say what the reason is. But the bigger issue is not hiring them in the first place. I understand when people who are the predators in the Me Too era don't get hired again. They get fired from where they are, and then they don't get hired again. And word will get out on these kids, and that will be their ultimate punishment, which hasn't been talked about. People will find out, it'll be on social media, and they will be unhirable. And then when they find a job, and women will say, or guys will say, anybody will say, I don't want to be working with this person, the employer will find a reason to get rid of them, and quickly.
and that'll be the end of it. And obviously, they're not going to probably put it on their resume, because is there any requirement? Like, I mean, I know obviously sometimes there's that question, do you have a criminal record? I don't even know if that's legal to ask anymore, but I've seen it asked before.
Well, you're allowed to ask, do you have a criminal record for which a pardon has not been granted? And you can bet these kids will, at the first opportunity, get themselves pardoned. They'll wait a few years, whatever the requisite period is right now in the legislation, and ask for a pardon. And if they've been done nothing since, and they can say they did it as kids, they will get, as a matter of course, will be pardoned. But they will never be pardoned in where it matters, which is the court of public opinion.
Well, and certainly I think based on the outrage I'm seeing this afternoon on the text board, I think there's many people that will certainly hope for that. Howard Levitt, Levitt LLP, host of the Employment Law Show, Sundays at 1 on iHeartRadio and News Talk 1010. Howard, appreciate your time.
Well, thanks for having me.
855-633-1010 is our number. We are going to find out about probation, and not only what it means, what will these young men, monsters, kids, whatever phrase you want to use, what will they have to do? But there are people that work with people in this situation who try and rehabilitate them and try and make it so that when they are back in society, the rest of us can trust them, feel good about them, maybe welcome them back. What is that process? And maybe we can never, ever forgive. Maybe we always want to remember. Maybe we always want to make sure it's top of mind. We're going to get those answers for you coming up. Let's go to Frank. Frank, welcome to the show, Graham.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
So I didn't have a lot of empathy for this kid until I heard the details just now. I thought it was a hazing kind of gone wrong, and he may have been a willing participant until things went a little haywire. I didn't know the details, so now I'm feeling actually kind of violent towards the other kids. In terms of the probation and stuff, I did a lot of probation when I was a teenager and a lot of juvie time. You don't want the kids in juvie. You don't want it. You take a somewhat soft kid, even if your impression of him is semi-violent, that's never been involved in the juvie system, and you stick him in juvie, he'll become, for the most, mostly he'll become a hard kid. You don't want that. You want him at home on probation. He's they're probably embarrassed. They've got the scolding if they're from their parents. They have to go to probation every month. They can't go anywhere. They're going to have to go to mandatory therapy, et cetera, and they probably aren't going to get a job until they're 18 because of that. So there's a lot more there than meets the eye. You don't want the kids in juvie.
All right, Frank, appreciate your call and your perspective. 855-633-1010. You know, it's interesting, and I outlined what happened and how they held the guy down and they hit him with a broomstick one time, and the next time they sexually assaulted him with a broomstick. Of course, they filmed it and it went on social media. And these three boys that have been sentenced to 2 years probation, I think it's worth noting there were others there. These are the three that got the heat. So there is a little bit of groupthink that took place in these incidences. That doesn't make it okay, but I'm more concerned about some of the other kids that were there that didn't say, hey, what are you doing? We can't do this. Stop. Here is David. David, welcome to the show, Graham.
I think it's a just punishment, like your previous caller. These guys have a tremendous uphill climb. I mean, the victim, yes, it's a horrendous crime, but I think it's just. I've done, you know, listening to your broadcast, and I've reflected on my youth. I'm 55, and I've done a lot of stupid things, and I got away with it. And when I look back at it, I'm no different than these boys, no different. And all of us, we could look back and look at the stupid things that we have done. And you know what? The punishment that they got, like your previous caller said, you put them in juvie, you've got some hard criminals coming out.
All right, David, I appreciate your call. I don't know that I agree that we've all got something dumb in our past that we prefer not to talk about and we're embarrassed about, but I don't think many of us have a broomstick incident. That's pretty hardcore. That's pretty hardcore. Coming up on the show, Graham, you know how everyone's been telling you that the blue lights from all of your devices might be ruining your sleep, and it might be making it difficult for you to get sleep? Turns out that might not be true. That, and we'll find out what probation for these young men looks like and rehabilitation. That as we continue on the show, Graham. It's 12:30. Time for the news. Here's Dave McKee.